So it's March 25. When you look at the situation at the moment with Corona, how do you experience the situation at the moment?
How do I experience it?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. How do you see the situation at the moment?
It seems like it. In the beginning, it seemed like something that we always go through, but this time seems like so much bigger. Like SARS, MERS, it was big, but I didn't experience it around me, so I don't know. I feel very emergency.
Like an emergency?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are there specific things that you recognize or see that are special, or what is different?
Usually it's not around me.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a big news in the world, it's somewhere in distant. I forget in 3 days, but I actually see it that my friend's friend got coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And my work is all cancelled. Shops are closed. Toilet paper.
It's scarce.
Yes, it's around me finally.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's not in the newspaper or news on TV. Yeah, I feel like it's first time that I'm in the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually there. I'm part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, yeah, very different.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is there anything you learn about yourself or about the society you live in?
Myself, I've learned, I think I learn again that I'm very pessimistic.
Okay.
Everything I think in the first moment, it's all negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's I am relearning myself. Maybe that's how I prepare for the worst case of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and society is reacting just like me. Somebody's trying to. Somebody's preparing even to make bread at home. No yeast, no flour. And like deep inside of me, understand. And other side of me trying to deny, try not to buy toilet paper. Or try not to panic. I'm fighting every day.
Thank you. So we talked about the situation now, and if you go now mentally from today to 1 year in the future or 2 years in the future, and something has changed in that time, maybe for the better. So when you think of the time after Corona, what do you want more of and what do you want less of?
I will appreciate people around me more.
Yeah?
I will appreciate that I have a job, can go to work. I will hug Italians more often. mm-hmm. and kiss their cheeks.
Your colleagues.
Yes, my mm-hmm. colleagues. Mm-hmm. Not the only Italians. Yeah. Italian colleagues. Yeah. They give me, but yeah. I don't often give it back.
Yeah. So you will more enjoy the presence of your colleagues and appreciate it more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I want less. I don't know.
Maybe there's something you want less of in the society or globally.
I hope we learn how to, from this, I hope we learn how to behave or to be there for each other, not only for yourself, with bigger scale, not only for your family, mm-hmm. but your family is actually everyone in the world. That's, yeah, like example, like young people were out and they end up spreading to older people who could have severe problem, and I think we learned that from this, being not for yourself, no, not being there just for yourself, but for the others, how to behave and how to live. Yeah, I hope we learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we learned that we don't have to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't. Like little action or little less action would change or make bigger change.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just tiny little thing that you can do. I think that's, I hope we learned, or I learned it, mm. or I will learn it in this process.
Mm. Thank you. Mm. So, the last question,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit a bold question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of a time after this special time now, what would be your wildest dream? What don't you even dare to dream how life could look like?
Good dream?
Yeah, good dream. Just take the first thing that comes to your mind. Can be also something smaller.
3 years. I think I hope I learned that how to live minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Take less, have less, and appreciate little things. And I hope I will still have it in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
even when it's go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm. It's all right. Mm. Okay. Thank you.